This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. Stressing the importance of Missouri goods, Governor Jay Nixon outlined specifics of his trip to Asia after finalizing trade agreements in Taiwan and South Korea. Scott Harvey reports.
The governor addressed reporters during a conference call Thursday morning, detailing a series of contracts totaling $1.9 billion in Missouri goods over the next 4 years that are intended to boost the state's agriculture, manufacturing, and biotech sectors. Nixon says his trip was another example of the importance of boosting the state's economy.
One of the most effective ways for us to do that is to make sure Missouri businesses compete in every corner of the globe. It's simple. When we sell more Missouri products overseas, we create more jobs for workers at home.
Agreements included two in Taiwan, totaling $700 million, and three in South Korea, totaling $1.2 billion. Nixon says 2011 and 2012 marked the two best years on record for Missouri exports, totaling $28 billion in goods sold globally. I'm Scott Harvey.
Missouri's Catholic bishops have joined the chorus urging the appeal of a federal court ruling striking down the state's contraception insurance exemption for people with religious or moral objections. The state's bishops are asking Democratic Attorney General Chris Coster to appeal with, quote, all due haste. They said earlier today that people should not be forced to pay for contraception if it violates their religious beliefs. Columbia Mayor Bob McDavid says he would like the Columbia Police Officers Association to issue a formal apology after an offensive status update was posted on the organization's Facebook page this week. KBIA's Bridget Bowden reports.
The Wednesday Facebook status joked about the police department's possible acquisition of an armored Mercedes and about the reaction from the, quote, boys in the hood. The post has since been taken down. Mayor Bob McDavid responded with his own Facebook post saying the Police Officers Association was racially insensitive and unprofessional. He says the post does not represent the city's police officers.
There are so many fine, disciplined police officers in Columbia, and this post reflects very poorly on them.
The Columbia Police Officers Association is an independent organization, not a formal part of the city or the police department. Still, McDavid says he wants the group to better represent Columbia's values. McDavid has asked that the organization issue a formal apology to Columbia citizens. Bridget Bowden, KBIA News.
Kevin Keith, the director of the Missouri Department of Transportation, announced his resignation earlier today due to an undisclosed medical issue. Keith's interim successor will be Chief Engineer Dave Nichols. Department spokesperson Holly Denter says Nichols' main goal is to facilitate a seamless transition during the search for a new permanent director.
The planning that we have always done will continue, and the projects that we want to provide for the state of Missouri will also continue.
Keith resigns after 27 years with the department, including two as director. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.